This is the first record of a North Atlantic right whale in Irish waters, probably in 114 years, you know. So it's an it's a really important record. Big, of course, raises lots of questions. What's it doing here, you know? And we can speculate all day and all night as to what it's doing here. You know, it could be just lost, in which case it'll ultimately find its way back to the east coast of the United States, where the remnant population of its own species is. Or perhaps even, you know, you could say that it might well be speculating former territory that they would have held centuries ago, where this species was quite numerous along this side of the Atlantic. But now, we haven't seen it in the last couple of days, so we don't actually know, is it still there? We think it probably unlikely, because the day after it was seen, there were loads of people out there, people up in the cliffs up off Mullaghmore, across up in Slieve League. There were airplanes flying over. There were IWDG members with binoculars and telescopes. There were people out in boats looking for it, and there were no further sightings. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we're not quite sure. But it does look like it seems unlikely that the whale is going to rock up again. And if it has, if it's left the area, hopefully it's left and it's heading back to the rest of its population on the east coast of the US.
And Pork, although you said it's unlikely that it could be still in the area, if there are people willing to roll the dice and almost hope to see it because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, what advice would you have for people hoping to do that? Like, what would be some of the key characteristics of the whale as well?
Well, I mean, our advice is always with people who are in the presence of whales, even if they are the common species, say, for Donegal Bay, minke, humpback, fin whales. These are big animals. Give them space. They're also protected by Irish laws, and they're protected from willful interference. So we would always say, give whales space. Give them about 100 metres. And, of course, if the whale approaches closer to you, that's absolutely, you know, that's on the whale. But, you know, give them the space that they need, and especially when you're looking at an animal that is on the edge of extinction. You know, there's a real big onus in particular with this North Atlantic right whale, should it reappear in Donegal Bay, that people give it the space. We all love to go and see whales, especially rare whales, but, you know, when possible, and this is one such case, because this species hugs the coastline, and this is why of them left in the this population is almost extinct, and they were called the right whales because the early whalers deemed them to be the right whale to kill for a couple of reasons. And the first one was that they stayed close to the shore. The second one was that they were curious about boats, so the whaling boats could get very close to them to kill them. And the third one was that when they were killed, they floated on the surface.